all shouting loud, so everyone go spread the word.
Erin Hull has made the shortlist in the race to become the UK City of Culture 2017.
Hull is a great example of where I've described the competition itself as a win-win. It actually acts as a catalyst to bring people together.
Hull's bid has gone on the train. We've waved it off this morning on its way to Manchester to the judges with a delegation.
For me, it represents everything that Hull's about. In this case, the bid, it's about the cobbles, the streets, the people, the history, the future.
A place cannot produce poems, it can only not prevent them. And Hull is good at that.
Let me tell you something about this city. All of us, we're all just passing through, and we've all been here forever.
We're ready to take this and show you know, Manchester and the rest of the country and the world what we're all about.
So many people have been emotional about the film. There's 26,000 people have watched it in less than 24 hours.
It's great news for the city, yeah. Yeah, it can only be good for everybody concerned. It's time to really celebrate what's great about the city. You know, there's a lot of negative vibes about the city, but I think we've got a lot to offer, and I think we've got as good a chance as anybody.
We've got Karen Okra, who's from the Black History Partnership. You'll have seen Karen a lot on the telly. You've been a massive part of this bid. How has it been to be involved in that journey?
It's been absolutely brilliant. I feel so honoured to think that Hull is up there and I'm standing in every person's shoes and representing the city and the people are behind it. It's really important and we need this.
Are you going to cry?
I feel really emotional.
I'm going to cry.
I felt emotional over the process, over the journey. And I think whatever the outcome is, Hull's there and we've done ourselves proud.
And I'm delighted to announce that the UK City of Culture 2017 is Hull.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to you live from the City of Culture 2017.
There is no summing up how that felt. The room just felt absolutely electric.
There are people here in tears. There are people hugging each other. I'm in tears myself. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Let me grab some people and talk to them. How are you feeling?
This is a fresh start. This is the opportunity for anyone who's 13, 14 now to grow up and be 18 and say, you know what, we live in a city of culture. We knew this anyway, but this is the opportunity for their jobs, for their careers. It's really brilliant.
Just so excited and overwhelmed and happy and crying and oh dear, absolutely fantastic news. It's just, honestly, I feel like all my Christmases have come at once. I actually felt like I was going to explode and I've come here on my own today and I was kind of randomly hugging strangers. Oh, just awesome news.
Just over the moon. It's literally the best feeling you can possibly imagine. And I think just what makes it so special is it's Hull people doing it for Hull. Just telling the rest of the world just what a great place we are.